announced to Syria were more victories for the Syrian army in its fight against foreign-backed militants in the country. The Syrian government forces, backed by Hezbollah fighters, have taken control of several villages in a strategic region near the capital, Damascus. Now, the area links the capital to the cities of Daraa and Quneitra in the south. The military gains came after heavy fighting with militants, including those loyal to al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front. A number of insurgents lost their lives in the clashes. Crossing over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohammed Ali. Mohammed, good to have you with us. Fill us in on the situation that's taken place in the last 24 hours, please.
Yes, Marzia, the Syrian army has advanced, taking control of several areas that were occupied by foreign-backed militants in the Damascus southwestern countryside. We're speaking about three new towns and one strategic hill. The towns are called Al-Habariya, Hamrit, and Khirbet Sultane, in addition to Qrain Hill. Those are the areas which the Syrian army secured in the military operations, during the military operations carried out in that part of the country in the south. For those who don't know about the military operation there, this is a military operation launched by the Syrian army over a week ago. The Syrian army was able to previously take control over also several strategic areas. The reason, Marzia, we say strategic area is because those particular towns where militants used to be positioned are in a triangle of land that links the countryside of Damascus, countryside of Daraa, and the countryside of Al-Quneitra. Thus, this is a very important stretch of land for any side that takes control of. The Syrian army, as we reached there, Marzia, we have just returned back from that area accompanying the Syrian army. Mm-hmm. We have just returned back, and as we entered those areas, we saw the Syrian army troops not resting, actually. They were advancing further into more strategic hills in the area. We know that securing that part and continuing with this military operation would definitely mean securing further the countryside of Damascus, which means securing Damascus and preventing any kind of attack. In addition to that, having the Syrian army advancing towards Al-Quneitra and Daraa, which borders the Jordanian borders, where militants are being positioned and are infiltrating, this itself is a very important fact. And of course, as a result, any advance for the Syrian army in that area and that stretch of land south of Syria is definitely significant.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. Press TV's Mohammed Ali.